We're happy to have on the line with us this morning Polly Hamilton Hilsbeck. She is an author, a debut author, right, Polly?
Yes, yes. Good morning.
Thanks for joining.
Craig and Bruce and listeners in the Cleveland area and beyond.
We are talking about the book of yours called American Blues. They designated a powerful new novel about racism and sexism in America. As a debut novel, you kind of bring a lot of heavy subjects to it. What brought you to make that sort of the start of your writing career?
I was stunned by the black church burnings, synagogue burnings too, and other vandalism in the mid-90s. And I actually started writing in 2000, finished in 2002. Curiously, didn't change much about the story. So two decades later, published, and as one interviewer said, interesting that it relatable to contemporary America, but sad that we're still not getting the job done of addressing.
You are a Episcopal priest, ordained priest at that time, served in different parishes and schools, worked with different churches as well as some multicultural and historic black congregation. When you were doing that sort of work, how did that impact what you decided to put as an author, bringing those experiences or maybe what you were trying to maybe preach at that time but also bring into the book?
I think it's larger than the particulars of different congregations or settings. People that I served, I also did jail ministry, hospital ministry. I think it's just a story that is a larger expression of American culture in terms of race and gender.
Well, let's take us through the story. Can you set the stage for what we're reading as we get through the book? I know this goes through several decades, and it follows the woman Lily. Tell us about her.
Yeah. well, it's Easter. Nonetheless, there's a lynching. And the lynched man is Sam Jefferson, the black sexton of white St. Luke's Episcopal Church, whose priest has summoned a national church presence. So Executive Officer Hugh Lovell and his staff aide, Lily Vida Wallace, fly to Greenville, South Carolina. And that's really where the story of American Blues and Lily's coming of race age begin.
Talk about that term. I saw that in here as well. As what do you mean by coming of race age? How is that defined?
I think that being an American, at some point you come to some more awareness, especially white American. Lily, a white American, comes to an awareness that she has race. It's funny that we have understandable, but it's still curious that we have 1 month for black history. It's really American history. It's curious that we have women's fiction, but you don't go into the bookshop and ask for, hey, where's your shelf of men's fiction? We have ways of separating, dividing up when there's, you know, a common catalog for American history and in the case of writing literature, I think that for all Americans, you come to a point of awareness. Just last week, it's still Easter season, and nonetheless, an 18-year-old drives over 200 miles to execute. Another term for that is lynch. Black people in Buffalo, New York.
The whole nation
becomes aware.
Right, and there's been a climate in the last number of years as well, after George Floyd and some of the protests as well. Were you writing during that time period? What was going on in our nation when you were constructing this novel?
No, like I said, I actually started writing in 2000, the turn of the millennium. I was immediately influenced by what was happening in the mid-90s. The black church burnings and also synagogue burnings. And I wanted to write about the whole, that genderism and racism are not separate.
So this book has been out just a little bit a while. What have been the response from some of the people that have read it, or those folks that have looked at this and thought, who is this author, Polly, and attacking such big subjects, and how well that they was received?
So far, fascinating. People getting involved in the story. Readers talk about the characters, the movement of the story, the information that they learn, and that they didn't realize, or they think about their own lives. Readers think about their own lives, their own experiences, and the story kind of shines a light on their own experience.
Well, that's what a novel does, or a good book, that kind of takes the readers into characters and they see part of themselves, or they kind of figure, how would I react in this situation, or who do I sound like, if you're reading back on the dialogue that the characters are speaking within the book. Gives a chance to reflect, and that's what art always does. And a novel like this, again, it's called American Blues. Polly Hamilton Hilsebeck, our guest this morning. If people want to get a hold of this book, find out more about it, and start reading on it, where's a good place to start on that?
You can go to my website, polyhamiltonhilsebeck.com.
Sounds good. Polly, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Bruce.
Thanks.
Have a great day.
You too.